Hello, my name is John B. Rabde. Thank you for your interest in our work. In this analysis, we evaluated the experience of women after sexual assault and initiated our focus on developing a brief risk assessment tool to predict post-traumatic stress in women 6 months after sexual assault. 1 in 5 women in the U.S. are sexually assaulted in their lifetime. Unfortunately, survivors of sexual assault experience a heavy burden of adverse post-traumatic neuropsychiatric sequelae, including post-traumatic stress disorder. Sexual assault survivors who come for emergency care often receive no subsequent care related to their assault. Thus, the time of presentation for emergency care is often the only opportunity to screen survivors and refer those at high risk for further interventions. In addition, the immediate aftermath of assault is an ideal time to initiate preventative interventions. However, currently, no risk prediction tools exist to help identify sexual assault survivors at risk of PTSD at the time of emergency care. Research to help develop such tools is needed. The development of such tools could be of great use to improve the efficiency of preventative intervention trials, and over time, with continued development, such tools could be employed in clinical practice. In this study, we used data from an emergency care-based prospective study of sexual assault survivors to derive a risk prediction tool for PTSD 6 months after sexual assault. As shown in Table 1, among the approximately 550 women sexual assault survivors included in the analysis, most were white women less than 30 years of age who had some education past high school. More than 40% of women have substantial sexual assault-related post-traumatic stress symptoms 6 months after assault, defined as a PCL-5 score greater than or equal to 38. The top 20 predictors selected by the LASSO model are shown in Figure 2, and include pre-assault health status, peritraumatic psychological and somatic symptoms, and previous life trauma. As shown in Table 2, a simple 8-question survey had acceptable accuracy, AUC of 0.77, and had good discrimination Breyer score of 0.19. This research contributes to prediction tool development. In the future, the development of such tools has the potential to maximize the utility of clinical trials of preventative interventions and to identify sexual assault survivors at high risk. Thank you once again for your interest in our work.